Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 705 on November the 30th, last day of November this year. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, you can hear a stream, and you can also start chatting with us. Tell us what you think, what you're feeling, what you believe. Because we've got a few subjects today we're going to probably talk about that will twinge your interest. And speaking of twinging, not tweaking, but twinging, here's Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir. You look most dapper.
Well, thank you. You know, I feel dapper today. This is, you know, a new sports coat that Linda picked out that she has me wear. You know, my attire usually consists of jackets with patches on the shoulders so you can shoot. But no, she has me dressed today. And speaking of beautifully dressed and just ready to go for it, Linda.
Well, there's lots to celebrate. Of course, thank you. Good morning. We're excited to be here. 7:06 in the morning, currently 39 degrees. Today, there's going to be a chance of rain, a high of 47, an 80% chance of rain tonight with a low of 41. Again, Wednesday rain and Wednesday night, and so we look like we're going to have a rainy week. Today, though, on this day, Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill was born actually prematurely. I didn't know that. On this day in 1874, he became a British statesman, soldier, and author, and the first man to be made an honorary citizen of the United States by an act of Congress on April 9th, 1963. Of course, you know, he went on to do so many campaigns. A graduate of Sandhurst Military Academy, Churchill fought in India, Sudan, and South Africa. In 1900, he was elected to the British Parliament. He was first Lord of Admiralty and from 1911 to 15 in World War I until, well, what is it, the Dardanelles campaign? Oh, okay, well, all you fighting soldiers and Marines, I just figure, you know, every certain...
Military historians?
Yes, discredited by the failure of the...
It was a Dardanelles campaign.
Dardanelles, okay, I didn't know it was Dardanelles campaign, which he had championed. He later served in cabinet positions in the Liberal government, including Chancellor of the Exchequer from 1924 to 1929. Out of office from 1929 to 1939, Churchill issued unheeded warnings of the threat of Nazi Germany. What an extraordinary man he was.
Well, he was, and then he came in and he led the English to a victory in World War II. I think he was voted out after the war was over, but was one of the most beloved statesmen in England's history, and probably in the United States. He was admired very, very much.
He spoke his mind. I think people thought, okay, you know, he might be big and boisterous, but at least we know where we stand with him. And of course, I'm sure Tobacco and Brew would love this man because he was an avid cigar smoker.
Oh, yeah. You always say, see the photo.
Bob, weigh in.
Oh, see the photo.
Churchill's idea of a perfect martini was to pour the gin while looking at the vermouth.
Like, what a colorful character.
And I'm not sure if it was him that once said to a lady that was sitting next to him at a dinner party, she says, sir, you are incredibly drunk. And he says, yes, ma'am, I am. He says, but tomorrow morning I'll be sober and you'll still be ugly. So, anyway,
you know. Oh, shit.
It's starting.
The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, by the way.
Right.
And I already did the weather.
Oh.
Yeah. Going to be high today of 47, most likely with rain, and it's currently 39.
It was sprinkling this morning.
It was sprinkling this morning. You know, I usually don't get very involved with political rants. It's not my thing. But something really is in my craw, and I kind of wanted to get your feeling on that, too. And that is about the leak that we had with the many, many documents. And how do you feel once you found out the source of who leaked these, how do you feel that should be handled?
Yeah, the one, it's not just damaging, and it's not just dangerous. You know, the way they tried to handle a damage control yesterday was Hillary Clinton says, well, you know, we have our friends, they realize things like this happen, and as one of our friends said to us, well, you should hear what we say about you. But if everybody else is having damage, you know, is having leaks like this, how come we don't see it in the press? How come it's just the United States? How can one 25-year-old have access to all of these documents? Not just military documents, but State Department documents. What are all these hundreds of thousands of documents coming out to? And this guy from WikiLeaks, is this the one that I believe the Swiss have got charges on him? They're trying to get him to get him back under indictment for assault. We're researching that one. But the other thing, too, is before we take our break is, now, after they've done untold amount of damage to for military operations,
national security,
and
a lot of anyway.
Yeah, in the State Department. Then he says early next year it's going to be a major U.S. bank. This guy is an enemy of the United States.
This
guy is an enemy of the United States. He's an Australian, and he is an enemy because his whole purpose in life is to destroy security, to destroy friendships, to destroy relationships built over the years, because some people may have written some things that were stupid that are now being released, things that are taken out of context. And do you think the New York Times would use this as a chance to say, hey, well, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't publish this? Are you kidding? They jumped into it like a pig at the trough.
Who's bankrolling this?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Follow the money. Hey, we got to take a break.
I really would like to have our listeners weigh in on this, because I know I feel very extreme about it.
Well, you know, the thing is right. You know, follow the money. Who's bankrolling this and why? Carlin and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, 715. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. If you're looking for that wonderful, when we talk about coffee, we're talking about the beans. We're talking about several containers of phenomenal beans, and they've got some new holiday special blends like Jingle Bell Crunch. And I know I mentioned this yesterday, and I'll say it again today, that as you go from house to house, and you have a neighbor or a thank you, perhaps to your postman or to people who do work for you, and you're looking for something special to give them, how about a pound of coffee? The beans, and it's beautifully presented, and you can go do that at Tobacco and Brew, or a gift certificate from Tobacco and Brew. They also have wine, and then, of course, on the other side, and that's Espresso Joe's, which is inside of Tobacco and Brew, but on the other side, you know, you have such a wonderful selection for those people who like cigars or smoke pipes or, you know, all kinds of, humidors.
Accessories.
Yeah. Okay, now, you are pacing. What's next? What are you thinking?
Well, it's just I'm looking at this pay. You know, we're having, in case anybody hasn't heard, we've got a deficit that's like $13 trillion. And it's growing every second. I was just watching it today just get bigger and bigger just as we were talking. But one of the things Dennis Miller says, he says, you know, this thing about the deficit, he says, I don't even know what the deficit is. He says, not only am I going to, he says, I don't have that big a problem of saddling my child with it. Because you know what? He says, we had a bonding time. He says, yeah, I'm just going to hand it down to my kids. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, you heard about pay it forward. How about owe it forward? But Obama, it says, hey, we're going to start taking steps here. We're going to start taking steps here by freezing federal pay. That's right. They're going to freeze the federal pay rate so that people will not get their cost of living. 2 million federal workers could be affected. Small businesses and families are tightening their belts, Obama said in a brief remark at the White House. The government should, too. The administration said this plan was designed to save more than $5 billion over the first 2 years. Okay, that's cool. But who falls under this? First of all, it's got to be approved by Congress. The proposal would not apply to the military, but it would affect all others on the executive branch payroll. However, it would not affect members of Congress.
Surprise!
Or their staffs, defense contractors, postal workers, or federal court judges and workers. What's left? Okay, it's those guys out there pruning the trees. I just find this interesting why Congress would exempt itself from a pay raise when everybody else is getting their butts hammered out here. Why can't you not take your cost of living increase? Not making enough money? Not getting enough perks? What's going on? Jay, you're on line one. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay. Welcome to the program.
What do you think about this pay freeze?
Well, I think all of us have been going through pay freezes.
But, you know,
but honestly, it's the same. They never cut the stuff they should cut, and they always start to cut the stuff they shouldn't cut. It's just a game. I would have wanted to call about the guy who's doing...
Oh, Jay, your cell phone. Okay, say it again.
You're back.
Okay, the WikiLeaks guy.
Okay, let's go there.
Question. Since when is deliberately undermining a country not treason?
It is treason, and I wish that we kind of were old school that way and we hung him in the square.
Don't we still shoot people for that?
Not since, I think, World War II was the last time that anybody was executed. Or maybe the guys that, what were the names of the people that stole the atom bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Rosenbergs? Rosen something. Rosenbergs? Rosenbergs that were executed.
I think it's time we reinstate the rule.
I agree. And here's our perfect opportunity as a nation to finally get a spine.
It's not even racist. He's Australian.
To stand up and say what you're doing to our country's security is a bona fide crime, and if it is in fact proven and it goes to this one person or this body of people, that they should be held at the strictest and the cruelest accountability. I'm sorry. I know Carl's looking at me like, where are you coming from? I'm coming from, let's quit being so soft.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, you shoot a couple people out in the public domain there. I think you're going to start seeing a lot more responsible reporting and actions coming from the press.
Well, we can talk about some other things, like when the New York Times leaked the fact that the way we were tracking terrorists was through the money. Is how they were moving their money, and it was not a known fact at that point, but the New York Times published it, which cut off a way of tracking terrorists. And yet, you know, Bush had his chance. He could have right then hammered them. But then they go up and hide behind the First Amendment. Oh, we can do this. Oh, this was handed to us. It was secret, but since it was handed to us, it's no longer secret. See, I don't understand that part. But
well, I mean,
what? You're breaking up.
I don't know what we lost spines in this country.
John, or I'm sorry, Jay, you're breaking up. We can't hear you anymore. Call us back when you get a better line. That sounds interesting. We got to take a break anyway. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You know, this thing about giving out secrets about our country and just, like, you know, places like the New York Times and the Post and all these finding it just perfectly acceptable, I find abhorrent. What about you? CNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning. Carl and Linda Boss, 605-4567. Or you can start the chat with us on KCNR1460.com, as several of you have. You know, let's go back to this pay freeze. You know, the thing is that we had a drastic change in Congress in November because the people did not like the direction this country was going in. So they swept out the Democrats in a huge change in the election, everywhere, of course, but California. But everywhere else in the right-thinking world or that wanted a change, if they were swept out. And the bottom line is that Obama, I think, maybe he's heard this. He says, look, we have to cut the deficit. So how are we going to do that? So, okay, well, part of it is putting a tax or putting a pay freeze in the sense of not giving cost of living increases. You know who else did this as president? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter did it. He did it for a few years, and let me tell you, but that was for everybody, including the military. Nobody got a raise for several years, and that had a huge impact on retention in the service, but he's not doing it to that. Anyway, the John Gage, who's president of the 600,000-member American Federation of Government Employees, called the decision a slap at working people to symbolically hit at federal employees. Well, of course, you know that the federal government is the nation's largest employer with, like, about 2 million workers. And Colleen Kelly, head of the 150,000-member National Treasury Employees Union, said union officials would try to derail the proposal in Congress. We're going to do everything we can to make this not happen and to explore all our options. Well, okay. Gee, welcome to the world, people. There's a lot of people out there without even jobs. There's a lot of people that would love to know they're going to make as much money next year as they made this year. They would just love to know that. You know, I'm not saying is that you don't deserve the money you make. I'm sure you do. You wouldn't be employed by the government unless you earned all that. But it's time for belt tightening. And you know what? This kind of goes around everywhere, my friends. When we start belt tightening, that's what it means, is that, you know, foregoing a raise. You know, military retirees didn't get a raise, cost of living last year. Not going to get a cost of living this year. Social Security didn't get a raise last year. Not going to get a raise this year. So explain to me how, if military retirees don't get a cost of living, you know, raise, why should the rest of the government employees do it? Why are the Congress and their staffs exempt from this? Someone explain that to me. Somebody tell me why Wally and Diane and Barbara and all of those people are exempt. Bruce, can you tell me why this is?
I don't know. I'll tell you what's jerking my chain. National Security, the WikiLeaks papers, partly. But how about our southern border? If that can't be a national security issue, there isn't anything in this world that can be. I mean, they've got national parks down there. It'll arrest me and you if we go try to enjoy them because of the drug traffic and the illegals that's tromping across there.
Well, let's talk about that. You know what? You want to cut, you know, you want to cut costs in this country? Stop paying for illegals. It's real simple. Stop.
That would balance California's budget if they would do that.
Stop paying for illegals. Take them out of the system. Send them someplace. You know, do not just allow them any more in. Put somebody on the board. I bet if we put the National Guard on the border, first we're putting more people back to work. And then, you know, it shouldn't be something like this, is that it's so porous that it's like the tide that comes in and out. You know,
absolutely.
And, you know, so you're absolutely right, Bruce. I mean,
you and I know that they could stop this illegal thing in a heartbeat. I mean, if they want to really crack down on people.
Within 1 month.
E-verify checks. It can be stopped. It
That's
can
right.
be stopped in the next couple of 6 months.
They are afraid. There is no intestinal fortitude. There is no testicular courage left. And, you know, what's one of the things I was writing on, yesterday was, what happened? What happened to being able to be the tough guy on the block? When's the last time you think Obama has ever been in a fight? Do you think he's ever been in a fight in his whole life? Well,
never
he does
ever.
Have stitches in his lip. What do you think that's from? Basketball?
Right.
Or do you think finally Michelle had enough and whacked him a good one? But
we'll see what happens with these new young bucks that's coming on board here in the next session.
Well,
see if they can do something.
Back to
cutting money. How about if the Postal Department's losing $10 million a day on every day of the week, why don't we do something about that?
Well, you know, okay, we've got to take a break in 30 seconds about now. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Well, we've got some guests here, too.
Okay,
but here's
we'll
get to that one because postal workers aren't getting a cut in pay. Not a cut in pay. They're not getting their pay frozen. Hey, we got to take a break. Bruce, thanks so much for your phone call. Hey, people are upset about this. It's time to move. It's time to get some things done.
Oh, I think we're just embarrassed about being soft. And where's our leadership? Where's the guys that are going to protect us? We got to go take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning. How cold is it out there? I think it's 39 degrees. Brr.
Yeah, it is 39 degrees.
It's going to be raining today, later in the day.
That's right. It is going to be... High of 47 and rainy. Chance of rain.
There you go.
I want to do a couple announcements here before we go to our special guest and remind you, and I'm going to do that every day this week because you know today's the last day of November and we go into December 1st. Woohoo! Tomorrow. So it is time to really put that calendar.
It's not too early to start dropping packages off for
that's
us.
That's right.
I mean, little surprises. You know, we're a.
right. Okay. December 1st, tomorrow, by the way. It's the 12 days of Christmas. It's a holiday open house, and this is at our beautiful convention center. There's going to be all kinds of wonderful things. It's free to the public. You can share the magic of the holidays. You're going to be able to enjoy free live entertainment featuring the Foothill Symphonic and Jazz Ensemble, Kids Unlimited, Parsons Music in Motion, Enterprise High School Music Department, and the Carillon Bell Ringers. It's a beautiful event from 6 to 8. So grab your family, head on down there. They're going to have hot chocolate and all kinds of things available. Also, the Friday is going to be a wonderful night. There's two things going on musically that you might want to take part of. Of course, Rick Hill and his lovely guitar playing will be out at Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. If you feel like going out to Anselmo's and you're looking for that special gift certificate, gift basket, they have a great gift shop, wonderful, wonderful trinkets, very reasonably priced. Anyway, Rick will be out there. It's a great time to go out and really get into the holiday spirit. We were out there last week, and it was neat to get out and be in the snow and the chill and the clear air and see the stars. Also Friday night at the French Gulch Hotel is a White Christmas party featuring Lou White and his band. Lou White and his band of Wonderland Players. It's a no-host dinner and dance, and it starts at 6 p.m. So go for reservations. You can call the French Gulch Hotel, 359-2112. And you may even consider booking a room for the night. It's a lovely bread and breakfast, and they have a great fun night there. So that's just a few things that are going on, and we'll be making more announcements and giving tickets away later in the show.
That's right. You know, we were talking about the government cutting, you know, freezing the pay of government employees, except military, Congress, congressional staffs, the post office, and I think there's something else. Anyway, but, you know, so there's a bunch of stuff on the chat room talking about postal, and seeing how the post office is cut loose and all this and that. They don't get tax money. I don't know if that's true, because if UPS, which it does, USPS, loses billions a year, which it does, who makes it up?
Yeah.
I mean, are they operating?
Foul.
Yeah, somebody's making this up. I mean, making the money up, or are they just operating in a billion-dollar deficit every year, and we just got to write it off at the end of the year? Anyway, hey, happy time. Jennifer Haynes.
Well, good morning.
NorCal Priest.
How do you like that?
This is, you know, we always like having
Jennifer
and NorCal Presort on, because you always come in telling us great things to do, especially around the holiday times.
I'm here to help.
Okay.
And I'm holding a holiday greeting card rules. And, you know, with our times changing and money being tight, we're always looking for ways to save. And here is, again, shop local, stay local. If you are looking to send out your greeting cards or invitations, December things, what's going on with your business?
Well, we're seeing a lot of mail. That's what we do. And I'm here to help everyone understand the best way to get the lowest possible postage, because with NorCal Presort, you get discount postage. But there's rules to follow, because it is, you know, United States Postal Service requires rules. But I'm here to give you some tips on just how to save some money overall. First of all, if you're going to send out holiday greeting cards, get good cards. Get quality cards. This is a representation of you. Try very hard to avoid glitter. Glitter clogs machines.
Ooh.
And if it clogs the machine, that means it has to be handled by a person. And if it's handled by a person, USPS is going to charge you an extra 20 cents per card.
It's the first time I've heard that.
That's why I'm here.
I love that.
Also, update your list. Make sure that address that you are putting on that envelope is accurate. Don't switch your numbers around. You know, make sure everything's in line. Or just email your list to me at NorCal Presort, and we'll put them on there for you. Yes, We can make it look just like you hand wrote those envelopes. Your grandmother won't even be able to tell the difference. Yes.
Can you do that?
We can put
if we
a
give you the names
stamp.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
We can put a hard stamp even on the envelope, so it doesn't look like it came out of a mass production. It looks customized and very special. That's all the more reason to get a quality card.
Count us in.
We can even actually we can have you sign your name on a piece of paper, and we can transfer that into the computer, and we can print your name in a different color so it looks like you wrote your name and signed it personally. But do sign your cards. If you don't want me to do it, then please do it yourself.
You mean that wasn't a personal letter from Wally back during the election?
No, sorry. It wasn't. But he thought about you. I'm
my
sure,
bubble
I'm
just
sure he did.
Burst. Yeah. So,
we're going to handwrite the address. We're going to sign the cards. You're going to mail to the home address. All of you businesses who are sending Christmas cards to your friends in other businesses, if you can, send it to their home, not to their office. All of us in woohoo! Listen to my mic. All of you who are sending to offices, we get tons and tons and tons of mail that comes through, and sometimes your Christmas card may not even be found until January. Send it to home addresses if you want it to be really personal. Use titles, Mr. and Mrs. Martinson.
Hey, that'd be me. That's traditional.
Yes,
that is very
traditional. Let's be proper. And be sensitive to traditions. Not everyone is going to be out there celebrating Christmas. Many are Hanukkah or many other different holidays. Just be aware. And best of all, avoid the mail rush. Don't wait until December 20th to mail your Christmas cards. If you're sending anything outside of the area, it leaves Reading. It goes to Sacramento or San Francisco. Then it leaves from one of those places and goes to the next place. And then it goes to the little local place. Then it might actually get to where you're going. If you're going across the country, you're looking at a minimum of 10 days. 5 days the rest of the year. But in November, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, there's over 20 billion pieces of mail that go out. And you have your regular mail with invoicing and letters and bills and everything else that you send out there. It's thick. Be early.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Jennifer Haynes from NorCal.
From NorCal Presort.
Who we use, by the way, and
yes.
Have had no problems.
And we will be
ever.
Right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning, last day of November. The 30th of November, 2010. Well, about the time we got used to saying 2010, it's 2011. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR 1460. You can call us at 605-4567. Our guest, Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, who is giving us extra good advice on how to mail and all that. Big thing is if you haven't started mailing now, start mailing.
How to impress, not stress.
There you go. So if people, okay, they come down to you and say, you know, they come in, they're screaming into your office. In one hand, they've got 500 Christmas cards. And the other hand, they have the addresses for these 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And since all the cards are the same, they said, sign these with a nice, with an appropriate greeting and mail these. And then just drop it on you. Can
mm-hmm.
you do that?
Sure.
Because
no
that's
problem.
What we're getting ready to do.
Yeah. Actually, that happens every day. It's okay. That's why we're there, is don't worry about it. Don't spend all that time. That signing all of those cards yourself and addressing all those envelopes doesn't make your business run. Bring it to us. We'll take care of those little details, and you can go on and run your company.
Well, there's something that is a tradition, like you said, where you sit down and you maybe do a newsletter, and boy, do we get a lot of newsletters, you know, like what's
sure.
happened through the year.
Yeah.
I personally, I think it's great to do a newsletter, maybe to space it out. Maybe
mm-hmm.
do January 1st, you know, wait till after all the Christmas cards come. But there's something that's really super cool about putting your Christmas cards out all around. They're like little special gifts.
Right.
And I know my mother, you know, old school, sends out, I don't know, maybe 100 and something cards. And she does it right after Thanksgiving. So every year, the first Christmas card I really receive is from my mother in the mail. But for those of us who are in this daily rush with so many things that we have to do and family commitments and plays and shows and, you know, this is a perfect way to be able to still do something with a personal touch, but do it in a way that it takes a load off of you. It's that extra, you know, having somebody bring a side dish, if you know what I mean. Helping you with your tradition. Helping you along with your tradition.
I would prefer to be the dessert rather than the side dish.
Yes, of course.
Because we're sweetening the whole thing for you, you see.
Well, you are.
We're the beautifully said, Jennifer.
And by the way, using NorCal Presort for all of our invoicing has been really taking a lot off. One thing we have to do is after we drop the invoices is just drop them off down there. We've never had one not be delivered that had the right address on it. It's been no problem. And then other things you've managed to do for us too through the year.
You guys are a fine oiled machine.
We work at that. We work at that daily.
And tell our listeners where you are.
We are on 835 Industrial Street, right between Hilltop and Churn Creek. You know, the same street that has National University and the IRS.
You're right next to that sports bar.
We're right next to that sports bar, yes.
Right.
Actually, it's called Bert and Ernie's.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie's hasn't been in the news lately.
Yeah, that's two plugs for Bert and Ernie's.
Yeah, go next door and plug for
them. But it's a landmark. So, you know, when you turn off of Hilltop, you know exactly where to go. You're right next door on the right-hand side.
It's got the blue awning.
Here's the other thing, too, is we've had a card made by one of our friends. You know,
Karen.
Karen Bozeman from Wonderland Signs and Chameleon Costumes.
Yeah.
But she's made a beautiful card up. And so you're taking it off the computer in your thumb drive here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take it. You're going to produce them for us.
Yes.
We're going to give you addresses. And
you're just going to email me the addresses, and I'm going to handle it.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'll figure out the best size. And something that it's really, really important, because many people forget during the holidays, square size is not your friend. Square costs more money. Because it doesn't run through the machines rapidly. So if you're going to use a square-sized card, put it in a rectile.
Would you please...
It's been a long...
Can we back
long,
up?
Been a long
me,
year.
I got literally...
rectangle.
Been a long year.
Envelope. Woohoo! Isn't it April? I'm not sure.
It's early. But I was going to say... I was going to say, go back. Let's wipe that off the black board for a minute. Would you go back and you say a square card?
Like 4x4, 5x5. You want 5x7, you want 4x6.
Because it goes through the machines quicker.
Because it goes through the machine. Square doesn't go through the equipment, so...
You get charged more.
You get charged more, 20 cents. So instead of 44, you're going to be paying 62. Not quite 20, but...
Yeah.
So just know that up front.
Okay.
If you find these wonderful, wonderful cards and you just love them, put them in a longer envelope. I'm not going to that word again.
A rectangular envelope.
Yeah, rectangular envelope. Don't use square envelopes.
That's right.
But
see, there's something else I didn't know about that. That's, you know, square. I just thought that was, as long as it met the the weight requirements, it would be fine. It doesn't. They charge you more.
Yes.
We're learning some wonderful things here this morning.
We're here.
You're listening to,
and it's a good time to
Jennifer
do it.
Haynes, and it's NorCal Presort, helping your mail needs and educating us about some of the specifics that we might not know otherwise.
There you
what
are.
What else you've got there? I think we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come right back. And Jennifer, you've got some more things on your list there to enlighten us here.
Oh, I can just go forever.
We'll be right back. This is Carla Linda Bach, KCNR 1460.
Our 1460, 7:55 in the morning, November 30th, last day of this month, last day of November in the year 2010. Carl and the Bot, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in dish satellite. He's been doing it since 1985, except for the time he was in the 82nd Airborne. During the next few months, you can get dish TV for free. HD TV for free. He has rebates. 244-1988. Imagine having Dish TV, hundreds of channels, or not hundreds, but over 100 channels, free with a rebate, high definition, have it here for the Christmas holidays, you have it for the playoffs, all this. But call Doug Tooley today, 244-1988. We like him. We use dish satellite.
I mean, after we were spending Thanksgiving with my folks and they have this new television set that blew our minds. I mean, it really blew our minds. I have to get them with the numbers. We're like HD, HDL, blah, 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 you know, whatever it is. But anyway,
yeah,
so
Doug can set those up.
I think we have to have one of those. We were watching old films that just had brought on a whole new dimensional meaning of just was incredible. By the way, today's going to be high of a 47 and high of a 47, currently 39 degrees. And after 4 o'clock, we're going to start our rain, and it's going to be happening all week long. Our guest this morning, Jennifer Haynes, NorCal Presort. We're talking holiday greeting card rules and other stuff that you should know about sending postage.
Absolutely. Well, don't send the postage. The postage is what sends the card.
Okay.
But anyway.
Clarification.
Yes, indeed. I have a couple of things that it's really important for you to know. We're all having too much fun laughing at ourselves. First, postage, when you're mailing packages, understand that postage pricing is based on size and weight. So it's very important that you use a box that's suitable for the contents and the weight of the items that you're shipping. So when selecting boxes, don't ship small, lightweight items in large boxes. Practice right size. And usually a sturdy paper board or corrugated fiberboard box is best for weights up to 10 pounds. And it's really, really important that you remember to remove batteries from anything that you're shipping that has batteries in it. Take the batteries out, put them in a Ziploc bag or wrap them up in paper or something so that they can be found. But wrap them separately so there's no bleeding of your battery and ruining the item that you're mailing. Make sure you place an address label with the return and delivery addresses inside the box, as well as outside the box.
Now, that's interesting because...
Because if the package is damaged and it's in we don't know where, they have no way of knowing where it's supposed to go. And since it is going to start raining at 4 o'clock this afternoon, make sure you put a piece of clear packaging tape over your addresses so they don't smear and muck up and disappear in the snow and the
muck
and
the
rain. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's wonderful information because we know that we've learned that we need to do that with our luggage.
Yes.
Because if your luggage ends up in Hawaii, but you're in, you know, South Dakota, and somebody opens it up, then you can find out where you send it to. Your luggage tag will be ripped off. Same thing goes, obviously,
for your gift packages.
I love that. That is just very mind. Thank you for that's a great piece of tidbit.
But it's also though. I mean, just kind of a happy thought here. The amount of, maybe it's not happy. The amount of misdirected packages.
Oh, it just sits in nowhere land.
I know, but it's really kind of a small percentage when you think about it.
Right.
Of all the billions that go out, that it's really a small percentage. However, it's always mine. So maybe it's me.
Okay, how many letters to Santa do you get?
We don't get any letters to Santa.
Ooh.
But I'm actually thinking about next year starting a letter to Santa program.
There you go.
I like it.
We thought about trying to get it set up this year, but it was May, and then it was November.
Maybe this year you'll get some letters to Santa, and we might have it in there. We might be able to, you know, get those letters to Santa before the other people. But I think if you go to NorCal Presort, you know that you're going to be able to get your stuff out in a timely manner and done very professionally.
Very professional. Okay, where are you at? One more time, and a phone number.
835 Industrial, and you can call us at 221-6895.
NorCal Presort's who we use, and we're very pleased with their professional handling of all the stuff we bring down and just dump on them.
Hey, give us a phone number real fast, 221-6895. You can call 221-6895. Ask Jennifer any questions you have that you may want if you missed something about, you know, packages that you're sending. But NorCal Presort, we use them, and we highly recommend using their services.
Our guest in the next hour will be Sharon Clark, who's going to be talking about holidays with the oldies.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:05 on November 30th, 2010, last day of November for this year. I can't believe that we are now into that screaming, skidding part heading for Christmas.
Well, here. It doesn't have to be screaming. Oh, you're right. Organized.
Our last, in the last hour, we had Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Pre-Sort who gave, invaluable information
right.
for mailing. And one of the things I thought was the most valuable is you can take a handful of Christmas cards in your right hand, the address is in your left hand, you run in there, you throw it on the counter and say, take care of this, and they'll say, what would you like to have signed on it? Merry Christmas, or Happy Holidays, or whatever it is, and they'll take care of all that. That's it. And do not put square envelopes into the mail. It costs you more. I thought it was pretty big.
Very big.
Very big.
Currently 8:06 in the morning, and it's 39 degrees. Today, after 4 o'clock, we're going to have rain, but it's going to be high today at 47. We're really excited about our next guest, and congratulations, because the long name has now become Clark. So Sharon Gabrahovitz is now Sharon Clark, and congratulations first off.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you.
And, okay, there's lots of things that we're going to cover in this next hour. We're going to talk about our elders, what to look for, and you've moved into new offices, which are now on the bottom floor. It's one story, so for those elderly people, they don't have to go up the stairs.
Absolutely, easier access.
Okay, yes. So we'll talk about where you're located. And, gosh, we have all kinds of good things to cover.
And before we start, I wanted to say congratulations on your first anniversary of being business owner.
Thank
you. That's right.
I thought of that on the way over, because I was one of your first advertisers to come on.
You were.
It was the end of December.
You were.
You've been very loyal from the very beginning.
Sharon of Home Helpers has been a... you've been part of us from the very beginning.
Well, and my advertising agency goes, Sharon, what are you doing moving money around? There's no ratings there yet. And I said, Dave, it doesn't matter. Here's some people sticking their thumb up at corporate America, opening a business in the middle of what we call a recession. I just really, really valued what you two were doing and stepping off the curb, so to speak. And you got through your first year, and that's awesome.
Well,
we
got through it.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
You've got to put your feet up and celebrate that, because as a small business owner, I'll tell you, I have to sometimes just sit down and go, I've reached a milestone, take a second, and be happy about it, because we keep setting new goals for ourselves, and sometimes you just never stop to smell the roses and appreciate how far you've come.
Well, December 14th will be a year, and we will have been on the air for a year here.
And we're celebrating that whole week.
Yeah. So, but Sharon, from Home Helpers, from the beginning, and Sharon's not exaggerating. She says, no, hey, look, if you're going to take the risk, I'm in it. And so she came with us, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate
that. And the belief was not unfounded, because people tell me all the time how they hear me on the radio, how they hear me so often that they feel like they know me when I come out and talk to them. And employees that don't work for me anymore, I run into them and they go, I feel like I hear you all the time, and I still, know what's going on in the business. And so it really does work, in addition to being loyal. Their loyalty only goes so far in business.
That's
you have
true.
To have, proof in the pudding, too.
That's
so.
Nice.
Well,
we
appreciate that. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we want to start talking. One of the reasons, of course, that having Sharon on is this is the season that we need to maybe reevaluate what's going on in our families with our parents.
Correct. A lot of times we see them and notice some changes in their condition this time of the year. So
right.
We're going to talk about what to look for.
Great. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Oh, yeah. Let's make sure that
maybe we need the help, actually.
Good morning. It's KCNR 1460. That's right. Are your feet on the floor, and are you having a good time? Just make it a great day. It's the last day of Thanksgiving month, the last day of November tomorrow. Oh, my God. It's December 1st. Are you ready? 8:12 in the morning here. It's going to be a beautiful day. Make it a beautiful day. 39 degrees. It's going to be 47 today, and rainy all week.
On the chat room here, talking about people coming in and say, oh, I guess we're going to talk about old folks. Well, that doesn't mean me. I'm middle-aged. If you mean middle-aged, it means when you get old, it's going to be 136 years old.
That's the chat room, folks.
So guys, like that. And somebody said that Linda's in her 20s. I'm not sure about that. But
I feel really young. My body sometimes now, especially we were working out yesterday. Oh, I was thinking about you. There's a new movie that's out called Burlesque.
Yes, my daughter went and saw it and said it was really good.
Okay, it's Cher and it's Christina Aguilera. Oh. People go, I'm not a Christina. Listen, it's a whole different our whole family went the day after Thanksgiving. You know, we said, let's go see a film. The reason I'm saying that is because, you know, of course, dancing and the glamour, and you're so beautiful and glamorous anyway, Sharon.
and by the way, our guest is Sharon Clark.
Sharon Clark, the owner
and the CEO and the prime moving force of Home Helpers.
It sounds so glamorous when you say it like that. But
well, it's true. But
well, the movie, I want to just quickly tell you that what was so great about the movie is that, of course, it's a lot of dancing and a lot of singing, and Cher at 64. Looks phenomenal. And I was just thinking about being limber and dancing and all that, and that's what I was getting to about going to, how old are you really? How old do you feel? It's really not how old are you. How old do you feel? And that's what we're talking about,
it's
age.
A state of mind, really.
And what's happening with, even though you may feel young, there is a part of our lives as we get older, that's your specialty, is dealing with elder people who still think that they can get in the car and go do it, and what do we need to look for? You have a list on your website. First of all, tell us about your website and your new location.
Our website is readinghomehelpers.com, and when we redesigned it recently, we really did an interactive website where we give tips to family members about what to look for and when to get involved, because that is such a huge factor in our aging family members, watching them. A lot of us, until there's a big issue, we don't realize that maybe someone needs help, and we don't really want to come in crisis mode. That's not how I like to do business. I'd much rather help someone in their home a couple hours a day, a few times a week, than 50 hours because we've had a fall and a hip fracture. So a lot of times families don't realize what those little things are to look for that can prevent a bigger issue. So that's all on the website under our services, and we'll talk about a few of those today. And we did just move to 2620 Larkspur Lane. We're just south of Cypress, behind Kentucky Fried Chicken there, down from the Baymont Suites Hotel on the right-hand side. It's a beautiful, wonderful location, and I got a great deal on my lease. If I had a pulse and was open for business, they wanted me in there, so it was a great opportunity,
yeah,
for me to move, and I want to be able to do some more trainings with my staff and have some more client interactions. And my last location was upstairs, and it served its purpose. It was a great spot for my first 5 years, but now moving into my sixth year, I really wanted to expand and be able to offer some more services to my caregivers. Having 55 people in a 450-square-foot office, there's no way to have a party, there's no way to have a training, there's no way to really continue educating and focusing on my caregivers also.
Well, you know, this is something that's important. I mean, you've got 55 employees, and since we've known you for this year and known how, you know, how meticulously you pick your employees, too. This is not just something you can just grab these three guys or three women, and you're going to be one of my caregivers. That is absolutely the furthest thing
That Home Helpers, and as Sharon Clark does extensive background, you have to pass certain, you know.
Absolutely. Background, so drug testing, pre-employment physical. And, you know, the thing is, Carl, and you're right about that, is that, you know, the caregivers are my service. So I can go into a consultation, and I always do a home visit prior to starting services with all families to make sure we're a good match, that you know, I feel comfortable with the services we're providing. And you can like me and like my cards and think I'm funny and bright and whatever, but the person following me in the door is what matters. That is my service. And I consider my caregivers my internal client. I pay above minimum wage. I offer full benefits to my full-time employees. We're rolling out 401k this year. So in the middle of a recession, you know, no one's taking a pay cut on my staff. And that, because, you know, it's not an easy job they do. You know, caregiving is hard. They've got three bosses. They've got the client they're trying to please, the kids of the client they're trying to please, and me they're trying to please. And a lot of times there's a lot of communication that goes on, a lot of ongoing training that goes on, you know, a lot of flexibility with hours and conditions, and sometimes people have good days and bad days, and you never know what you're going to walk into. And so I really feel like I need to take good care. I have the first two caregivers I ever hired in August of 2004 still working for me, and I think that's a really good symbol
yeah.
of
I think
of
that speaks volumes
retention of these folks. And
because
and
that's
everything.
Tough because it's a tough job. I mean, we've all been around our parents that were my parents, and they were in their 80s. They were on their own almost all the time to the end, But it still is that it could be not easy. I mean, my father had his mind made up on certain things, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of, how do you work around that? So it's a it's got to be the people you pick.
Absolutely.
Have really got to have patience, and you've got to really enjoy what you're doing.
And I think a lot of times, you know, the people in your position, your age with your parents, you know, we don't go around the water cooler and talk about our aging parents. A lot of the adult children don't feel a lot of support. You know, you don't go to work and go, mom's up wandering at night and, you know, having accidents, and I'm not sure what to do, and I don't even know what her medications are. I can't even keep track, and she won't let me touch anything. I mean, who do you tell this stuff to? And especially if you're a man, men don't share a lot of this kind of information. And so, you know, really that's why I set up the website so people can see what to look for. Call me for advice. I'll help with an assessment. You know, a lot of times there's little things that don't even require me to come in yet. You know, if mom's having issues with pills, get a pill box. You know, help her monitor those. Call her once a day for a reminder. There's a lot of little steps family can take way before caregiving is necessary, but if it is, you know, my goal has always been to keep folks in their own environment, highest functioning level of independence as possible, and as safe as possible. And while they may not want to hear it from the adult child, sometimes when I come in and really empower them with what choices they do have and how well they are doing in certain areas, they're more, you know, open to the idea of having assistance with just a few things. And that's how we can kind of get in the door.
Well, the website is really spectacular, and as you said, it's interactive. And we have a part of the website, you click on which section again?
So you services.
Our services, mm-hmm. And it's ReadingHomeHelpers.com. And there are 10 things to consider that are maybe things that can be alarming.
Absolutely, and when you go home for the holidays?
Okay, and I want to get to those, but let's take a quick break here, and then that will give us the rest of the
absolutely.
Rest of the segment.
We'll be back
here
with those 10 caregiving considerations after this break on KCNR 14.
KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bond, 8:23 in the morning, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460, or you can chat with us, which many of you are doing right now. Our guest, Jaron Clark, CEO to the developer, the head of, and the person in charge of home helpers.
Thank you. New website, new location,
everything.
new marriage, like a whole
new
beginning.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hey, okay,
congratulations,
Sharon.
Congratulations.
Sharon, this is the time of the year many people see their families for the first time. I mean, I shouldn't say the first time, but they see them again. Maybe it's been months have passed and everything. What should they be looking for?
Well, there's quite a few things, Carl, and that's one of the reasons why I do this campaign every year, trying to get out there, because even if the clients aren't in Reading, it's just a service I like to offer to educate folks, because their family member may not even live here. But when you're going to see them, and a lot of us know this, people sound really good on the phone, and mom and dad can really fool us on the phone. And when you get to the home, there's a lot of little things that you can start looking for and paying attention to. Some of the main ones are bills. Are the bills stacking up? Are there past due notices? Have your parents always been very on top of that and they're confused about what bills are due? Hygiene issues, any decline in hygiene. If your parents have always been very good about putting on clean clothes and bathing and showering and you're seeing a decline there. A lot of these issues we're going to discuss can signal a medical issue with some intervention can keep someone at home longer and with a better quality of life. So we want to pay attention. Medication monitoring. Ask your parents, so mom, go over with me your medications. What are you taking now and what's everything for? And let them explain it to you. Do they know what it's for? Are they refilling their prescriptions timely? Are they taking them? Look at the bottles and pay attention I had a client who was taking a pill once a week for a bladder problem, and it never went away. That daughter kept taking her to the doctor. They were confused. They couldn't figure out what to do. It was like years. Then the daughter finally read the bottle. It was once a day. And as soon as her mom began taking it properly, it cleared up the whole problem. So sometimes people get confused and into a mindset of exactly what they're going to take. My grandmother said it too. I'm supposed to take two, but I take one. I don't need two. Well, Graham, there's a reason why it's a blood pressure pill and you're supposed to take two. You know, and so we just need to double check the medications and meal planning. How are people cooking for themselves? Are they eating regularly? How does the fridge look? Are things thrown out? Expiration dates, checking them. A lot of this is very common sense. And you'll get there and kind of look around. If you notice these changes, it may be time to get involved. And you can visit the website, ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Look through these. There's 10 things, a lot of different tips, and then you can kind of start making your game plan. Is it a family member that gets involved? Do you hire a caregiving agency? Is there a family friend that can stop by and start checking in on them? Maybe they just need a cleaning company right now. But whatever the things are, let's not wait till crisis mode, till we have someone not taking pills properly, not bathing, who's had a fall, who's weak, and we've missed maybe we've missed an onset of dementia or some other problem, and now we're in crisis mode, and mom and dad have to be moved out of their home. That's what we want to avoid.
Well, you know, one of the things for medicines, and I noticed with my father that he was getting more and more medicines as he got older. I mean, it wasn't just like a little shoebox.
It's a science experiment.
It's a science. Exactly. And here's the thing is, he's got two boxes of medication. I mean, boxes. With pills in each one that he takes. And I'm looking at these things, and I'm trying to figure out, well, how do I know he's taking these correctly? I mean, I can read them, but I don't even know if the doctors will do it, but talking to your parents' doctors or the elderly's doctors just to see what exactly this medication is?
I do, and I think it's really good to have, to say to your mom and dad, can you put me on your forms with the doctor? So if anything's going on, I can call on your behalf and check in. You know, Jerry does this with his mom here in Reading, my husband, you know, and it's amazing what she leaves out. Just recently, we found out she's a type 2 diabetic. Oh, but it's fine. I take a pill for it. Well, gee, her name's Linda also. Linda, we want to know this stuff. If your blood sugar goes low, we wouldn't even know what to look for. We didn't even know she had this diagnosis. So to stay in the loop with the doctor is very important if there was a diagnosis that you want to know about, and also to know that their doctors are talking. One doctor's prescribing such and such over here. Do they know what is being prescribed on the other side?
And what happens if you had both these, you know, they're both prescribing like crazy.
But that has been a common problem. I'm sure that you see many of that. The doctors don't communicate. I think it's only if you ask them to communicate will they.
Right.
I don't think they say, here, we're going to prescribe this, and then we're going to fax it over to your cardiologist.
Yeah, not everybody knows. And now, you know, the other thing about medications is there's wonderful medication dispensers that you can get that you load them up for a month at a time. The pills come out. There's a little alarm that goes off if the pills aren't taken in a certain amount of time. So it keeps from having a caregiver come in. You know, the family can fill one of these. They're not inexpensive, but for $500 and mom and dad are home another year without any help, you know, whatever it takes to keep our clients independent, whether it's a piece of equipment or a little bit of help from an agency, that's what we want to do. So
okay. Well, I didn't know about that.
Where do you get the dispensary?
There's a lot of different ones online. You know, Owens, you can talk with them about, you know, medical equipment, some of the other medical equipment companies. But, you know, until you need it, you don't think about it, which is why I love getting on shows like this, because it's one of those, until you're in crisis mode,
yeah.
You know, we don't pay attention to daycare places anymore or what stroller is the best one, because our kids aren't that age. So until you're in a situation with a family member, you don't pay attention. And we don't want to wait till crisis mode and mom and dad have had a fall.
Well, we've got like a minute left in the segment here before we go on our news and we come back. But one of our people chatting in the room says that anger was something that they noticed. That was the big change, was anger. And is anger symptoms of something else?
Dementia?
Yeah, I would say, you know, depression. There's a lot of different things. And the change in behavior is one of the signs, too.
Right.
You know, if you have someone whose sleep patterns have changed, who they're not as happy. You know, elder depression is a huge, huge challenge, especially men. There's a lot of depression, and there's a lot of great medications. Our brain ages. You know, I'm not a medical person, but I've learned this through the nurses and doctors I work with. You know, chemicals are released differently. There's all kinds of different changes that happen in our bodies as we age. And, you know, to get assessed by a doctor, have your parent taken in and address that.
Okay, well, we've got to take a break here for the news. We're going to come back. Our guest is Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. We're going to come back and keep,
We'll be right back with more here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, November the 30th, 2010. We're sliding into New Year's here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. The men in there, and they are manly men. Man's Last Stronghold. They cut your hair. They do a great job. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. You go in there, and you won't find the gels. You won't find the people doing your nails, your toes, or anything. They give great haircuts, great prices. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, hey, we'd like to give out a shout to we just started a new service here at KCNR, a cleaning service, Maui Bob's. And you know what? They showed up the first time last night with four people and just went for it here, which is, we've had other cleaning services here that just, you know, frankly, just don't do the work.
Well, what's really nice about it is that, Carl, let me chime in here, is that, you know, when you have a lot of electronics, okay, we've got two stations, KLXR next door, of course, KCNR, and then all the computers. It seems that there's something about that with all this electronic gear, there's just dust particles. And so they came in, and I swear, since we've been here in this year, this place has never been felt so clean. I mean, the baseboards and all that. So shout out to Maui Bob and your office cleaning company. You did a great job. It smells good, looks good. Never seen the bathroom look better.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, our guest, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, who has just, I mean, you've just launched out, you know, in this last few months, a new life with Jerry. You moved Home Helpers. Of course, that's been an established business for five or six years. Mm-hmm. You've moved to a new spot, and we're going to talk about that. Brand new website. Just things are looking great.
Yeah, it's been actually going really well. I'm about back where I was the beginning of 07, business-wise, so, you know, fingers crossed. You know, I don't pay attention to all the news anymore. I just look at my own little corner of the world sometimes. But I'll tell you, one of the things I want to chat about real quick, Linda brought it up before we went on air today, is when your parents need help and how to approach them. And a lot of times adult kids do everything wrong, and then they call me and they've backed mom and dad into a corner, and they're absolutely resistant to getting any help in the home, but they need it. And so, you know, when you see your parents needing help, especially the kids ganging up and telling mom and dad what they're going to do, generally speaking, they've changed your diapers. They don't want to hear from you. I have a 19-year-old son, and I don't care how old he is. When he ever tells me what I need to do or how often I need to shower, I'm going to resist. And so, you know, having them open to help and just saying there's agencies out there or services out there that can help people stay independent, would you be open to talking to somebody and seeing what your needs might be? You know, if you can get their permission to have me in or have an agency in, I never go in. I never sneak in. I've had kids try to say, well, we'll just show up. You know, if I show up and you know, they're not expecting me or open to it, there's no way they're going to agree. But they may not have a choice over getting help, but they do have a choice over what services they pick, what times we come, how often we come, how long we stay, who comes. So let's give them as much choice as we can, and maybe not leave up to them whether they need the help, but try to leave as many things up in the air as you possibly can so they feel like they are in control. A lot of this is a power struggle, and a lot of times, you know, they're very nice to me when I come in, and the kids are like, I can't believe they're listening to you. We've been trying to tell them this for years. But, you know, if you can get me in the door, generally speaking, I really empower a lot of our clients. And because we can do everything that we can do, doesn't mean we should. So maybe you only need help with meals. Maybe you only need help with transportation. Let's pick and choose the right services and not force feed everything to our clients.
Here's a comment from the chat room. They said they visited a place yesterday, joining the PGR and MIAP. Well, Hilltop Estates joining PGR and MIAP, and they were speaking with a World War II veteran. And Bill and his wife were very impressed with Home Helpers. I was asking because my mother may need some help soon. Good job, Sharon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
And for those of you listening, you know, I know that you've had Dave Lanford on and Bob Dunlap before, but there are veterans benefits available to help pay for our services.
Yeah, let's talk about that one there.
And for the wives of...
Correct. Widows of veterans or veterans.
If you are a veteran that has served during wartime, not necessarily in the war.
Just during the era.
Mm-hmm. You have earned a stipend.
It's a pension. It's a pension.
To be paid to help take care of you and to keep you in your home, or to pay a caregiver to be able to help
Correct.
You, or to pay the wife, you know, I guess it could go to the wife to take care of somebody, or you to take care of your wife.
Correct. The great thing about these monies that I've always loved about this program is it goes to the veteran or the widow, not to an agency. It doesn't have to be run through the government. You get a check. And, you know, basically you need to be over 65, have $80,000 or less in liquid assets, serve during active wartime era, and have a need for home care. usually signed off by a doctor. And, you know, when you show up to the Veterans Services Office, they're right there in the old library building now on West Street. You take in your, whatever the discharge form is that shows what rank you were and all that.
214.
Yeah. I knew I could count on you for that one, Carl. And you don't need an appointment, and they will go through the qualifications with you. If you think you might have more than 80,000 in liquid assets, they do a whole formula with your medications and what's liquid and not. So don't let that scare you. Whether you may qualify now or not, at least know where you stand. Know what you're looking for with your assets so that down the road you have this available. And if you're a widow of a veteran, even if he died 50 years ago and he was your first husband, you can collect that pension on your first husband. A lot of these women lost a husband during the war and remarried for 50 years right. Someone else and don't realize they can have that available to them.
Okay, now we're going to take a break. But before I do that, just one of the things I want to give a, say about Sharon is that both Bob Dunlap and Dave Lamford, when they were the, Dave was the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Bob now is that, when you would find a veteran, and a lot of times they didn't know they were veterans, but as soon as you found out or one of your crew found out there was a veteran, you notified the Shasta County Veteran Service Office so that they would have they would know they had a veteran in one of the homes.
And I really work with a lot of the veterans to, a lot of times there's a 6-month wait on some of those benefits, and I give my best rate. There's no hourly minimum of hours for veterans, so there's a lot of different things I can swing to, so we can start services before that those monies are coming in. So I really try, to me, if you served our country, you should never pay for home care, ever. But that's not the pension that's available, so I do what I can to support those that have served our country and will continue to do so. So I'm happy to do it.
Great.
Well, thank you for that. Didn't know that. That's just really another hero in our North State. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, November the 30th.
Oh, if you're just joining us, welcome back to the show. This is Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Sharon Clark with Home Helpers, and it's currently 42 degrees today. We're going to reach a high of 47. After 4 o'clock, it's going to be raining. And all week, you're going to be experiencing showers. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget that Rick Hill's playing there Friday night. And if you want to make reservations, they sell out quickly in the music room, 474-5546. Now, thank you so much for chatting with us, because the chat room's been going in and out and filled with wonderful comments. We love you guys interacting with us. And there's been people thanking Sharon for wonderful information, and we have been talking about how to spot things with your elders coming up for the holidays, and maybe their memories slipping. But the thing that I'm really still want to have you bring home is that fine line when you see that they're starting to slip a little bit, but how to get an agency or how to get somebody in without the humiliation, or that fine line. Share with us how you do that.
Well, a lot of times we will get in under a different caveat than like a memory problem. So if someone's willing to say they need help with laundry or whatever, we'll go in under that. It's the same rate whether we're there for 15 things or we're there for 5 things. So while the kids may meet with me aside and say, hey, can you keep an eye on A, B, C, and D, Mom's agreed to have us because she needs help with light housekeeping and laundry and some transportation. And while we're there, we're checking that pillbox, looking at the meds, being sure that things are... We're kind of the eyes and ears of the family is what I like to say. So there's a lot of ways we can get in without Mom actually or Dad actually knowing why we're there, just to kind of keep an eye. Especially if the kids aren't local, a lot of times people come home for the holidays. People have more of a decline in the wintertime. Believe it or not, you look at hospital ratios, there's more flus, more falls, more pneumonia. So there, people are sicker during this time of the year. My growth between October and February is always higher because we have more issues. We have more falls. People are weaker. People are sicker. So when people go home and they notice these changes, now's the chance to kind of get, if you can get Mom and Dad to say, hey, Mom, how about having someone to come in and help with some vacuuming and dusting and make a couple meals for you and Dad? Then you get us or another agency in under that, and then we can help out with those other areas,
get us
too.
In. You don't have to talk about other agencies. It's home helpers.
Yeah. And also, it's also a way to make them feel like they have a friend.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of companionship, Linda. It's very true, especially if you have a widow or a widower. A lot of my caregivers are other retirees, and these older men love having, they call them their ladies, coming in to cook some meals and, you know, watch Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is, and eat together. A lot of our widows and widowers, we eat meals with them. You know, we don't just serve them because they really enjoy having that companionship. And you know, we're making a few meals ahead of time. And when the kids come by, they can be the kids. They're not having to worry about who took the trash out and is the laundry done and has the shopping been done and what's dad eating. They know we've already addressed those, and they can come by and be in the role that the kid, the parent wants them in, which is, hey, Dad, how are you? Here's what's going on with me, what's going on with you. And they're not worrying about all that caregiving. So we take a lot of stress off of the adult kids.
There's a lot of comfort in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't tell you over the years how I've heard, oh, my gosh, we're so glad you guys are there now. Just knowing that we're there 6 days a week and we're going to call if there's an issue. You know, there's what we call the sandwich generation. I've had adult daughters that have a 12-year-old son and mom at 85. And now he has a playoff game in Little League, and mom's not eating if she's not there.
Sandwich generation?
Yeah, they're stuck in between. That's what they call them. They have a mom that needs help and a child that needs help. What is their moral obligation? Well, their moral obligation is to their child, because mom can have someone come make her a meal, and you can't have a substitute mom in the stands at Little League. So that's what I tell that adult daughter. You know, you're going to go be with your son, and we'll go play Scrabble with mom. Your moral obligation is to make sure her needs are met. But sometimes people get really caught. I have a lot of people that have young children and a mom that needs help.
You know, see that, you know, you don't think of that when you're thinking of people coming in and assisting, you know, the elderly or assisting your parents. Really, I mean, your service goes far beyond just coming in and checking pills. The idea of playing Scrabble,
mm-hmm.
or being there to as a companion. Even if it's, you know, an hour or two a day,
mm-hmm.
it means a very bright spot in people's lives.
It does, and people are
and
sharper.
It can take off the edge off of the family. Mm-hmm. I would have worried about my mother all the time if she had not been staying with my sister.
Mm-hmm. And that was a beautiful thing that your sister did and enjoyed every minute of it. One more time from the chat room, somebody wants your website.
It's readinghomehelpers.com. And if you're interested in the tips and conditions we've been talking about to look for, that's under the Our Services tab, so you can click on that. You can request information from me on the website, or you can call my office. It's 226-8350. And our office is located, it's a new location. We just opened yesterday at 2620 Larkspur Lane, Space N. I'm happy to report after 5 days of moving, I am still married. it was touch and go there for a while. Because we did, they knew Jerry on a first name basis over there at Lowe's in the plumbing department. But we did survive, and we did open yesterday as planned with everything 100% done. So if you haven't been by my office and you'd like information, I welcome you to stop by. We're just south of Cypress on the right hand side of Larkspur, right down from the Baymont Suites Hotel.
So, and you know what? We've known Sharon since we've been here. And we recommend her.
Sharon came through the door before we ever actually got up on the air and said, I want to be with you guys. So we really appreciate that. We've known you through the year, and we love your growth. We see what you're doing. Your integrity is really important, and you have great integrity.
Yeah, I was just talking about that. All we have in small business is our reputation up here.
Yep.
And that's very, very important. So thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest has been Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. When we get back, a couple more things we're going to hit and then talk about the rest of the week.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:53 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley's been in the business since 1985, except for time spent in the 82nd Airborne. Puts in Dish TV. He's our Dish TV guy. Right now he's got rebates, so that you can get free HDTV for the holidays. And beyond that, he's got rebates that's free. That's right, free. 244-1988. Give him a call. See what it entails. But these rebates work. And he guarantees his work, and he's a local guy in a local business. So that's B&T Satellite. Our guest, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers, another local business.
You Clark's just flowing right off your tongue, too. Well, you don't even messed up my last name.
Well, you know what? If you know that every time I tried before to introduce, I'm not even going to try it anymore, because when you went to Clark, I went over and kissed Jerry on the lips.
Well, I also know how it feels when you change your name. You have to go through so many legal documents. It's even more so than it was many years ago since 9/11. They're very, very specific. If you're going to change your name at the DMV, you have to have also your Social Security card changed. And then, you know, you have to have your passport. So it goes on and on and on about changing your name. But, you know, it's the honorable thing to do.
That's
and Sharon
right.
Clark,
he's worth it.
Fits you well, and Home Helpers. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, when you use the word agency kind of is, or when we use the word agency, it conjures up, I think, feelings of, maybe that is a word that shouldn't be used when it comes to what you do, because even though it is an agency, you are Home Helpers.
Right, and I say a lot of times with the client's organization, because we're more of an organization of women, and, you know, I'm very hands-on, though I have 55 caregivers. I interview everybody myself. I do every home consultation myself. I have many clients that have my cell phone number. I am on call 24/7. In one of our breaks, my pager went off this morning with a minor issue that I addressed. So, you know, when you work with Home Helpers, you are getting that premier service, is what I like to think. That, you know, you're not going to call and the person that handles your mom's care, because her last name's M, they do A through Z, whatever clients, they're out today. You know, I know your parents. My staff knows your parents. It's just myself and Chrissy in the office. So, you know, I don't take every client. I pick and choose who I think is a good match and who we can provide the best service for. And I want to be 100% committed to every case that we have. And I feel I am. And if I don't feel we're a good match or the case is beyond the level of skills of the caregivers I have available, I'll pass. Because I'd rather be 100%. I want an A+. And you want to do business with people that are going to come through for you on the other side. And that, you know, I always said it's got to be good enough for my own grandparents. And they really inspired me to open this company. And last year in my grandfather's final days, it was a caregiver from my staff and I that went down to Yuba City. And that caregiver stayed with my grandfather for a few weeks till they went on to hospice. So at the end, it was good enough for my grandparents. And I'll stand by that statement as long as I own the agency, that these are folks I would send to my own family. And I cannot speak any higher than that.
Well, you know, it's a it takes a special kind of person and special kind of people
to do this kind of work.
And so that when you see that getting the people involved and being involved and not just being somebody that walks into the house and does some cleaning and walks out, they become involved with the families, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So there's a great deal of pride in what I hate to use the word employees, but that's what they are, mm-hmm. is what your employees do with the families. There's probably, you know, that's, they probably feel like after a while it's their family too.
They do, and a lot of these daughters will call me, and they love that caregiver. She's a lifesaver. They're having them for Thanksgiving with their mom. You know, they want to have mom have some support during the dinner. We've been on cruises. We've been on all kinds of different trips with family. We had a gal that was 90, and they wanted her to get to go on a cruise, and the family wanted her to have hands-on help, so I had a caregiver that got to go. So, you know, we really do become an extended part of the family, and, you know, I always say when family can't be there, our Home Helpers family can, and that's our goal.
Well, one of the people in our chat room just says, Angel says, awesome career choice.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of it.
Well, we've had a couple, you know, we've had other people that know or have heard about you all or talked to people about it. And so one more time, your website, because we're getting ready to break.
It's readinghomehelpers.com, and be sure to click on the Our Services tab to learn more about what to look for with your family members this holiday season. Give them the gift of safely remaining at home.
That's great. That's okay.
Thank you, Sharon, for being on our show.
Sharon
today.
Clark from Home Helpers, and give Jerry our best.
I will. Thanks so much.
Tell him to keep building, and if he needs to do some more building, we've got a spot over here in this new studio.
Yeah.
So okay, next. Tomorrow we're going to have on a new musical guest that is going to be appearing down
at the
Cascade Theater, and Ron Largent too, from the new head of United Way. Not everybody knows Ron, but Ron's a well-known personality from here in town that has run for elections, but he's taken over the United Way, and this is a huge job. It helps 36 different agencies. United Way is kind of the umbrella for 36 other agencies here
that help people in the North State.
And we're also taking your calls and your emails, and the chat room is always open. So you can email me, Linda at KCNR1460. If you have something that's really on your mind that you want to talk about tomorrow, just bring it up right here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be glad to talk about on your mind.
And I'm also looking for a guest co-host for Thursday. Yeah, because Linda's got her show that night. Yeah, you know. Anyway, you looked at me funny there, but on Thursday it's night. You
know, I know, it's a blur after the holidays. I'm like, Thursday.
Thursday already. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR, thanks for joining us today on November 30th, the last day of November. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.